So I wonder what we make of the noise and the commotion of Palm Sunday. It was certainly a great day of celebration. But for many Christians, it's actually a sort of difficult day because we see it in the context of what came next. We see the celebration of the people one day, and we remember that they crucified Jesus 5 days later. And those changing responses sort of create an echo in us that we are sort of fickle and changing as well. But today is actually a great day of encouragement if we look less at the people and more at Jesus. 2 points. Jesus gladly received the worship he received. And secondly, people change, Jesus does not. Jesus gladly receives the people's worship. Palm Sunday is the day when Jesus was proclaimed as king in Jerusalem. He gladly accepts the people's worship. There are times in the scriptures when Jesus will say to people, "Don't tell anyone who I am. Not today." This is Palm Sunday. This is the day when the king will be proclaimed and will be worshipped in Jerusalem. The reading that Dave said reminds us that Jesus said, you know, if the people don't cry out, the stones will. You know, I'm not sure he was joking. When the supernatural meets the natural, all things are possible. You think about angels meeting shepherds. You think about a curtain in the temple ripping itself with no one there. Jesus was determined he would receive people's worship on Palm Sunday. He graciously, gratefully received that worship. People change, Jesus does not. The proclamation of Jesus by the people is entirely separate and distinct from Jesus' sovereignty. Jesus is king not because people say so, but because it's preordained, and in fact, he is God. That's why when he comes into Jerusalem, he is fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah 500 years earlier. That's why he says, "The Lord needs the donkey." "I'm king," Jesus says, whether the people say so or not. The people's proclamation and Jesus' sovereignty are entirely different. People change, Jesus does not. Some of us struggle with Palm Sunday, for we're only too aware that the proclamation of Jesus changes in a week from cheers to jeers. The proclamation changes, the sovereignty of Jesus does not. The voice of the people changes, the word who is God does not. The love of Jerusalem for Jesus changes, the love of Jesus for Jerusalem does not. The proclamation of the king changes, the sovereignty of Jesus does not. We see in Holy Week people who are weak, people who are frightened, people who claim to love Jesus one moment and deny him the next. And you and I identify with them. But throughout, Jesus is steadfast in accomplishing what he wants to accomplish. And he can do the same for us. Thank God that as we change, his sovereignty persists. Jesus is as much king on Good Friday as he is when he rides into Jerusalem on that donkey. That's why he is so worthy of our worship. We're going to stand and sing, "I Will Worship."